Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Thursday, the two leading candidates to be Lansing's next mayor, Judy Brown Clark and Andy Shore, appeared before the Economic Club of Lansing luncheon. Just hours before this program, Lansing's financial health team released a preliminary summary of their updated analysis of the city's unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. A key piece of new information was that the $600 million in unfunded liabilities as of 5 years ago have now grown to maybe $675 million as the mayor and city council have done virtually nothing to implement any of this team's suggested solutions proposed 4 years ago. Paying these unfunded liabilities should now be the largest single line item in Lansing's budgets. It was appropriate that it was the first subject raised. Though I respect both candidates to the extent I know them, and by the way, it was refreshing to see them discussing issues rather than personalities, neither explained how the city will manage this massive financial hole, beyond saying all options were on the table with the possible exception of selling the Board of Water and Light. The moderator let these candidates off the hook by saying they would not have had time to review the just-released information on the city's unfunded liabilities. However, anyone running for mayor of Lansing does not get a pass on this critical subject. I would expect candidates to have thoroughly reviewed the high-quality financial health team report released 4 years ago, including its several concrete solutions to the financial crisis. The study was done 4 years ago. Lansing's next mayor needs to take quick action before the city plunges millions more down the hole. I take both candidates to task for failing their constituents in their past and present political positions. Judy Brown Clark is a current Lansing City Council member who has not advocated concrete solutions to unfunded liabilities. Neither did Andy Shore when he formerly served on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners or now in the Michigan Legislature. Come back Friday when I explain why these Lansing mayoral candidates ducked the most important issue in the upcoming election, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.